Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. The decentralized social network Mastodon announced a more streamlined onboarding process for new users. The platform will select the Mastodon.social instance as a default for new users, although they can still choose a different server at signup. CEO and founder Eugen Rochko said easier onboarding gives us a far better chance of showcasing what decentralized social networks have to offer. Microsoft launched a new public preview of a payment system inside Microsoft Teams. This will allow businesses to collect payments in meetings, useful for things like tutoring or consulting sessions. At launch, Teams includes integrations with Stripe and PayPal, with GoDaddy payment support planned. BeReal began rolling out a curated timeline made up of the world's most interesting people called Real People in the UK. Users will be able to react to Real People posts with emojis, as well as hide or report a post. The social network Nextdoor plans to roll out a new OpenAI-powered assistant feature over the next few weeks that will prompt users to rephrase potentially unkind comments and suggest new wording. These suggestions are optional and users can't ignore them. Nextdoor already offers preemptive kindness reminders and pop-ups reminding users to be empathetic. Motorola announced its new Edge Plus flagship phone coming to the U.S. and starting at $799. On top of typical flagship specs, it offers a 165Hz 1080p OLED screen, 68W wired charging, and IP68 rated for weather resistance. The phone will be available unlocked on Amazon and Best Buy on May 25th, and later through carriers Boost Infinite and Consumer Cellular. Uber reported its Q1 revenue increased 29% on the year, with gross bookings, basically all the money it collects from trips before paying drivers, up 19%. This was led by a 40% growth on the year for its ride-hailing gross bookings, while delivery bookings increased 8%. Monthly active platform users increased 13%, with completed trips up 24%. CEO Derek Khosrowshahi said Uber added over 1 million drivers in the quarter. Amazon began rolling out free ad-supported Fire TV channels to its Fire TV devices. These will aggregate new and existing ad-supported content into a more unified experience across the Fire TV platform and include categories for things like sports, news, food, and gaming. Amazon's free ad-supported Freevee streaming service, meanwhile, will add more than 100 Amazon original series and movies from its Prime Video service over the course of this year. According to an internal memo seen by Bloomberg, Samsung banned employees from using generative AI tools, citing data security concerns. This comes after Samsung engineers accidentally uploaded internal source code to ChatGPT last month. Last month, Microsoft began rolling out chatbot integration to its SwiftKey Android keyboard, and now it's coming to Galaxy devices. The SwiftKey team confirmed that the chatbot is coming to SwiftKey on current Samsung devices, as the keyboard is included by default with its One UI. WordPress owner Automattic announced it removes support for Twitter from its Jetpack plugin. This means users will no longer be able to use the plugin to automatically share site posts on the social network. Automatic cited changes to Twitter's API pricing for the change. Intel's Director of Global Communications, Bernard Fernandez, confirmed the company plans to rebrand some of its consumer chip lines ahead of its Meteor Lake architecture CPU launch later this year. And Nantech reports recent benchmark data shows CPUs carrying Intel Core Ultra designations appearing in testing databases. In May last year, StatCounter reported Microsoft Edge overtook Apple's Safari browser as the second most popular in terms of market share. In its latest report, it found Safari retook second place, growing market share to 11.87% versus Edge's 11%. Chrome remains in first with 66% market share. Apple and Google submitted a draft specification on a set of standards to combat the misuse of Bluetooth location tracking devices for unwanted tracking to the Internet Engineering Task Force. This specification includes best practices and instructions on how manufacturers can implement unauthorized tracking alerts on iOS and Android. The proposal has backing from several safety and advocacy groups, as well as Samsung, Tile, Chipolo, Anker's Eufy brand, and Pebblebee. With the release of iOS 16 and macOS Ventura, Apple introduced a new Rapid Security Response feature, meant to enable quicker security patches, particularly for WebKit-related flaws. Apple issued its first Rapid Security Response update, available for iOS 16.4.1 and macOS 13.3.1. The update adds an A to the OS version, if you want to check if you have it. No word on the specific flaws addressed in the update. Google India's Twitter account tweeted that the latest phone engineered by Google will launch on May 11th on Flipkart. The tweet featured a blurred-out phone image and seems to line up with rumors of a Pixel 7a device. Google will hold its I/O developer conference on May 10th. And finally, Meta will hold its third annual Quest gaming showcase on June 1st, promising over 40 minutes of content related to new VR games. The stream starts at 12:45 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and inside its Horizon Worlds platform. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.